And W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. The main attraction has been speaking at the Conservative Political Action Conference, or CPAC, near Washington. Former president and current presidential candidate Donald Trump.
We will evict Joe Biden from the White House. And we will liberate America from these villains and scoundrels once and for all.
Correspondent Christiane Benavides.
Mr. Trump is under multiple investigations for his handling of classified documents as well as actions surrounding the January 6th insurrection and his alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election results.
When will you announce your re-election, sir?
Meanwhile, President Biden's anticipated but unannounced re-election run comes amid ongoing questions about the 80-year-old president's age and health. His longtime physician has confirmed a lesion removed from his chest last month was cancerous. The doctor said the president has healed nicely.
California, Michigan, Arkansas, and Kentucky are among the states dealing with severe winter weather this weekend. Hundreds of thousands of customers without power in Kentucky. Governor Andy Beshear says getting water plants back online has been a particular challenge.
Some of the systems are so old, it takes an electrician doing significant work to connect the generators. So most of these systems, the impact isn't from wind damage to the water system itself. It is the lack of power.
U.S. and Australian police say they've stopped about $1 billion worth of drugs headed down under from Mexico. Reporter Scott Maiman is in Canberra.
Nearly 2.5 tons of cocaine destined for Australia was intercepted by the U.S. Drug Administration off the South American coast. Police in Western Australia were notified, and Operation Beach was formed as part of a united front by U.S. and Australian authorities.
The threat level of drugs is much higher in the United States, so their response is generally well-crafted.
West Australian Police Commissioner Colin Branch, who says Australia can learn a lot from the US.
Why wouldn't we use their techniques and their skills to go after those that think they can do that?
12 people have been arrested. Scott Maiman for CBS News, Canberra, Australia.
Patients who can't use statins may soon get a new drug to fight high cholesterol. CBS News Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. John LaPook on the challenge for those patients.
Statins have been remarkable medications, and they really are very important in the prevention and treatment of heart disease. But there are some patients who just can't tolerate it for various reasons. A big reason is that they have muscle aches and pains.
The new drug is called Nexletol. It's known chemically as bempedoic acid. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual.
Maxine Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S. Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
That's on your mind. Is that feeling like you're wasting time? And your money, it needs more money, and it just ain't funny. When you hit your low, but it ain't no mystery, mystery in my mind. So I'm asking the Lord, ooh, let me hit it one more time.
That sweet, sweet loving. It's the push and shoving. I miss it when it's not around. But it ain't no mystery. Mystery in my mind. It's that feeling like you're wasting time. And your money needs more money, and it just ain't funny when you hit your low.
If you want it, you got it. That feeling inside ya, that burning desire, ignite your internal fire.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. That is Adem Tesfaye, brand new music from him, Internal Fire, Pressure. Before that, kicking off the show with a double dip of Adem Tesfaye. Both of the songs are off the new EP, which is actually being released on March 11th. Pressure is the first single off that EP. You can grab the podcast of Adem Tesfaye last week when he was live in the Devil's Lair right now on the Max Inc. radio page at civicmedia.us. Good evening, everybody. I'm Jimmy Kay. I'm here with Rocker, original local music from the state of Wisconsin. That's what we're doing tonight, Rocker. Good evening to you, man.
What's happening, Jimmy? Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday, indeed. And it's happy because we got a heck of a show for the people around the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network tonight, Rocker. Tell us all about it, man.
We do, Jimmy. Tonight, Astral Hand. We're going to be talking to them on the phone tonight, kind of a newer band Jimmy just found, at 7:30. At 8:30, we have an interview with Terry Barr, and she's got Sam Shapiro, and he's from Candlelight Concerts out in Milwaukee, and the Devil's Lair tonight, Fajo Fajo, and they are like Brazilian polka, I guess, might be the craziest thing I can imagine saying it is. We'll find out exactly what it is in the Devil's Lair tonight.
I can't wait for that. That's going to be really exciting. Brazilian polka.
Sort of. I don't know. Maybe he'll tell us it's something different, but it's very hard to identify. They're going to have crazy instruments, accordions.
Accordions, triangles.
Drums.
It's going to be neat. It's going to be neat, Rocker. Plus, Max and Kevy coming up at 10 o'clock tonight, too.
That's right.
That's going to be a good show. Dude, you were at the White Current Realtors Dash Lake Point on Atwood Avenue this morning, weren't you?
With a couple of new sponsors. We had coffee and donuts. We had coffee from Forward Craft and Coffee, and donuts from Zippy Lube over there on North Sherman. They're really good new restaurant up there. They have fried chicken, donuts, and coffee.
Dude, their breakfast sandwich. Check this out. It's like, I think it's bacon sausage. I was just reading on this one. Bacon sausage, and an egg on a, and the bun is a donut, a fresh fried donut.
Well, I think they even have a chicken sandwich that's a donut. Yeah. The donut is the bun,
and the barbecue sauce is supposed to be to die for.
Oh yeah, and coleslaw, kale slaw,
mac actually. And cheese too, dude.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, we had those coffee and donuts, and we were just kind of hanging out at the Weikert a realty office with my friend Jeff, and we were talking first time home buying, what to look at open houses for, and representation, agency financing. It was all good fun before people head out, and the open house market has just started up, so we were having all kinds of fun from people, and we'll be there tomorrow 8 to 10 a.m. on Atwood Avenue. And we're just hanging out in the office, having coffee, donuts, and talking real estate and open houses.
How cool is that? Thanks to Weikert Realtors Dash Lake Point. Also, thanks to Zippy Lube Coffee and Donuts there on North Sherman Avenue. Fellow Northside business. Love that.
Yep.
And, of course, Forward Craft and Coffee as well. They're Northside, too, aren't they?
Well, they're right over on Atwood Avenue where Barrique's East Coffee side. Used to be, right. Just on the street from the Barrymore Theater.
Gotcha.
And yeah,
want to try their stuff. Coffee. Hey, we got new music on the way from Jeffrey James. We'll do some Ja Boogie. He was in last week.
We'll play some of that new music as well. And I think I have brand new Mars Hall. I'm trying to get Scott to call in at 6:30 tonight, Rocker, from Mars Hall. They got a new song out. They got a big show coming up at the High Noon Saloon. So if you know Scott or Perry from Mars Hall, tell them to get a hold of us. Get a hold of us at 6:30. Let's do some Civil Engineers right now on Max Inc. Radio.
We'll be right back.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. The Civil Engineers there and their latest single. They're going to be at a couple big shows coming up here this summer. Feed Your Head Festival, that's in Eagle, Wisconsin, June 16th through 18. And just announced, the Civil Engineers are going to be at the Bonfire Music and Arts Festival June 8th through the 10th. That's at the Driftless Music Gardens down in the Driftless area. I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker. Terry Barr is going to check in just a couple of minutes with Bar Notes. You're looking at the information happening around the Wisconsin music scene. Plus, we have new music from Jeffrey James and Mars Hall. Right now, new music from Ja Boogie. His CD release show is tonight at the High Noon Saloon. Stop by and say hi.
When I wake up in the dawning, meditation goes into the highest places. When I'm walking through my garden and I'm feeding on the nations, I do work. When I reason with the youth, making them aware of wickedness in high places. When I'm looking through the crystal ball, staring at the ancestors' faces. I do work, I do work, I do work, I do work, I do future work. I do work, I do work, I do work, I do work, I do future.
Inc. Radio, original local music from Wisconsin. Now it's time for Bar Notes with Terry Barr, your weekly report of what's happening in the Wisconsin music scene.
This is Terry Barr with your Bar Notes. Three quick notes highlighting some of the news and happenings all across the Wisconsin music scene. Okay, note number one, he's traveled the world with just a backpack and his guitar, but musician Jeffrey James is now Madison-based and getting ready to release music with support of a grant from Dane Arts. How about that? Jeffrey says he's releasing a new song, the first in several years, this weekend. And then the grant is going to support his effort to create an entire album throughout this year. You can learn more about him and the grant. Great opportunity, too, there. Learn more about it at freesmilesproductions.com. freesmilesproductions.com. Next, a shout-out that takes us to the bar side of Bar Notes, a newer venue in the Green Bay area, now supporting live local talent, featuring them specifically three nights a week. It's Mackinaw's, and you can find it right off of I-43 on Voyager Drive. That's more on the north side of Green Bay. Now, Jimmy K thought you'd like to know, Amelia Ford is playing at Mackinaw's Saturday, March 11th. I know we talked with her here on Max Inc. Radio. She is a terrific talent, and Green Bay is lucky to have her. And here's the third note for you. Trash punk rock. Well, no one does it like Damsel Trash. Megan Rose, now based in New York, Emily Mills in Madison, they have been working several years on new music. We finally know when the duo plans to reveal what they've been up to. I cannot wait. First show scheduled on April 1st in Brooklyn, New York. Yes, our Damsel Trash in Brooklyn, New York. Then they're bringing their friends from that show to Crystal Corner Bar in Madison on Saturday, May 6th. This is going to be an epic night of great music. We'll try to get some of the new stuff so we can share a listen with you here before that Madison show. All right, there you go, your Bar Notes for this weekend. I'm Terry Barr, and we thank you for supporting your local bars and all of the talented artists playing all of the notes.
That was Bar Notes with Terry Barr. If you have a story you think we should know about, send us an email. MaxIncRadio@gmail.com. Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Say goodnight now. I'm closing my Facebook. I'm muting my phone. I'm not going out tonight. I'm gonna stay home alone.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
CBS News Brief. Former President and current candidate Donald Trump is delivering the closing speech for the conservative CPAC meeting near Washington.
We are going to finish what we started. We started something that was America.
The man considered to be his main rival, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, did not attend. In Frederick, Maryland, a fire and hazardous material leak after a tanker truck crashed. Fire Chief Tom Coe.
The hazardous materials involved in the incident are contained. And they were contained prior to reaching Carroll Creek.
The tanker driver was killed. That huge California snowstorm has many people trapped in the mountains. Rhonda Keene lives in South Lake Tahoe and says it's the most snow she's ever seen.
The same way other people are trying to time it on how can I get to Tahoe, we have to time it how can I get away from Tahoe.
She says unpredictable weather makes it hard to go anywhere during the winter. Forecasters say more snow is on the way. CBS News Brief, I'm Peter King.
When it's raining cats and dogs, your business can rain profits. Sponsoring the weather forecasts on your local Civic Media station will get your phone to ring.
Listeners pay attention to weather forecasts, and they'll pay attention to your message.
Act now, because we're slashing prices up to 50% on these premium sponsorships. But the deals absolutely end March 15th. Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather. Sponsoring our forecasts is the cat's meow.
This is Rocker, and I bet you didn't know I was a realtor. Come down to my open house tailgate party, 8 to 10 Saturday and Sunday mornings in March at Weikert Realtors Lake Point. Enjoy donuts from Zippy Lube and coffee from Ford Craft and Coffee, and let's talk strategy before you head into battle. Find your glory, create a battle plan. Enjoy coffee and donuts every Saturday and Sunday morning in March at Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find us on Facebook or weikert-lakepoint.com.
Speaker Voss, I understand you don't have any children. Does that mean he's been possibly practicing
sex with
contraceptives?
What?
Or is he just less than a man? How do you go through the entire life, three wives later, and no chitlins?
Shooting blanks?
Perhaps.
Pull and pray.
Doubtful.
Not getting any.
Unlikely.
Unable to perform.
More likely.
Paying for it.
I hate to judge.
We don't judge here. We're the Devil's Advocate.
Listen to the Devil's Advocates live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
This is the Black Shirt Sports Radio Network here at WAUK Radio. I am Don Brown, downtown Donnie Brown. I'll be broadcasting the game tonight, and my new friend Tom from WLIP was just giving me the scouting report on tonight's regional final opponents, the host nation, Kenosha, the Hawks of Kenosha Indian Trail of the Southeast Conference. They finished tied for second with Oak Creek. Franklin, we know the Sabres really well, coming, you know, from closer to Milwaukee, a great pro, you know, they were the conference champs. So top heavy conference. They had six losses all year. And I believe most of those were in the conference, and they had a very convincing win last night against Milwaukee. Pulaski, Carmen combined schools. And we expect a good game tonight. We welcome those listeners to Max Inc. Radio. I was really enjoying some jams there. They really brought the funk out. So maybe at halftime, Calvin, maybe we'll switch back to Max Inc. After we give out the stats and everything else. Out to Calvin. With me from you missed Waukesha County Board Supervisor Mike Kerr, my guest, and we had a wonderful conversation. Michael announced publicly for the first time in Walk Radio that he wants to run for mayor of Waukesha when Mayor Sean Riley decides it's time for him to step down and enjoy his eventual retirement. I don't know when that will happen with Mayor Riley, but he has a great relationship with Mike Crowley. And Mike's got his hands busy as CEO of the National Kidney Foundation. So really was a great show. You can catch the rebroadcast tomorrow morning at 8. So after the Black Shirts tonight, hopefully if they win, you know, you can go home, get some sleep right away, and get up early for this week. Watch rebroadcast at 8 o'clock. So, but I am in a beautiful gymnasium, a beautiful school. It's like less the building, the whole campus is like less than 10 years old, I was told, or now maybe closer to 12. Beautiful football stadium. You could eat soup off of that carpet they have, or that grass they have. They're beautiful. And in here in their gymnasium, I thought I was walking into a Division III or junior college facility. It is gigantic. It is modern. It is beautiful. A big floor. Nick, the athletic director, has set us up beautifully right next to WLIP. My new friends, Pete and Tom. Pete's a Cubs fan. Is that a mock? I'm like, okay. So he hasn't put on his official station shirt yet. So we got a lot of support. We don't have Johnny tonight. I think Johnny's got a big date with his special friend, and it is Saturday, and you know, as they say in Goodfellas, Saturday night is for the wives, if I got that correctly. But anyway, I'm really pleased to be here. This is the Black Shirts' second year in a row competing for a regional championship. They won it last year with that legendary team that won the Classic Eight, the first Classic Eight champions from South in 20 years. And it was against your alma mater, wasn't it? Okay, yeah, it was a heck of a game. Did you go up? Were you and McGuana go for that game? We lost here, yeah. Oh, wow, yeah, it was a great game. So, so yeah, a memorable season, and we got two of those starters back from last year, as we all know, our All-State guards. Tyron Cook with 30 points last night and a nail-biter against Janesville Parker, the Vikings. And you know, going against, we're a number five seed. We're going against a number four seed. I would think they're the favorite on paper after a very convincing win last night against the 13th seed from Milwaukee. It's Milwaukee, Pulaski, and the Carmel combined school team. And so Black Shirts coming out in last year's visiting uniforms, the all black with the funky jagged edge trim on the bottom of the shorts. And instead of, you know, this year's traveling uniform was a red uniform, which is also really impressive. But they're kind of going back to their, championship roots, bringing a little mojo to tonight's game. Black Shirts look very loose here. No one's come out for their official warm-up yet. So, and still waiting for the fans to fill the bleachers. But this is going to be a great night. We expect a great game. Black Shirts struggled a little bit last night, again against the number 12 seed. But, the Vikings of Janesville Parker brought everything and the kitchen sink to the Black Shirts last night. Trey Miller, their star guard, had 22 points against us. And two other players were in double digits. And another guard who got hot in the second half at 8 points. So they were distributing the ball while they played a real scrappy defense. They must have had about a half a dozen blocked shots against our Black Shirts in the paint. And it was a really well-played game, except for a few hiccups on our end. But tonight they know they got to rise to their what they're capable of doing. Rise to the occasion, if it will. And so more on, or not more, but let me tell you what I know about the Hawks. I mentioned they're in the Southeast Conference. They finished tied for second with Oak Creek. Franklin won that conference. They the guy to watch out for is their junior 6'8 forward, Manasseh J.J. Stackhouse, who is an offensive rebound machine. And he's been known to put a few buckets in. And then they get a lot of leadership and shooting and good ball control from senior guards Jackson Wilhelmson, who wears number 10, and Grant Cornell, who wears number 12. Other starters in the lineup, just like ours, are guard-heavy lineup. Number 3, junior guard L.J. Dagan, and number 12, senior guard Caden Johnson. So that's what we're looking at. I don't have any data on their heights. I guess we'll get that closer to game time, hopefully, but we do know they've got the biggest player on the floor all night in Manasseh, J.J. Stackhouse. Their coaches are Robert Van Dyke. Their assistants are John Otto, Rodney Nixon, Gerald Wood, Haley Morano, Evan Newman, Anthony Savaglio. So they got a pretty deep deep group there. The athletic director, Nick Myers, who's been a wonderful host, setting me up here, setting Walk Radio up. We cannot be happier. So hello again to Calvin, our engineer back at the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, also known as WAUK Studios there, 217 Wisconsin Avenue in the NAMI building, right around the corner from Theodora Yauman's Park, where we are proud to honor our suffragette heritage. And with the sound of the buzzer, the Black Shirts are taking the floor to start their warm-up. It's another 20 minutes before the official, the projected tip-off. We have not seen the host nation come out yet in their uniforms and warmups. We saw them walking in earlier, of course, but they have not made their official appearance on the floor. We see the referees showing up, so all starting to come together. Again, the big surprise to the Black Shirts is that they are in last year's visiting uniforms, all black, and they've added a couple players from the JV squad to give them a little more depth. And here come the Hawks of Kenosha Indian Trail. And their colors are white, purple, I guess a little black trim. We got to look at J.J. Stackhouse, and he is all of 6'8". And he's only a junior. So from a size standpoint, it looks like we match up with them pretty well. We'll know so much more when the whistle blows and the tip-off starts. So we're going to take a quick break while the music is blaring here on the Blackshirt Sports Radio Network. In this historic broadcast, our first regional championship playoff game here in WOC Radio. We'll be back after these messages. Calvin.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Don Brown inviting you to get local with me every Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, on my show, This Week in Waukesha, live from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. Local news, local sports, local people, local music and culture. This Week in Waukesha, every Saturday, 8 a.m., here on WOC Radio, 540 a.m., 101 FM. The show.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin. You horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cancer water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Women get a lot of advice about self-care these days, but one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
They started from the bottom.
Started.
Now they're the Classic 8 basketball champions.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team.
And they're back. Catch all the action as we broadcast live and local. The Waukesha South Blackshirts, defending their title in this year's campaign against the toughest teams in the state, here on the Blackshirt Basketball Radio Network, WOC Radio, 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m. and you're sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Man,
fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Hey, welcome back to Kenosha Indian Trail High School, where the Black Shirts take on the host nation Hawks in their second regional final in a row. Last year, they were victorious, I believe, against another Kenosha team, too. Let's see how they do. And we were at home last year. This year, we're on the road in a very beautiful facility, playing against a team that finished pretty high in the Southeast Conference, tying Oak Creek for second place. And from what I understand, the starting lineup for the Black Shirts, it's a little bit different. It's Tak Tadioka is going to start instead of Tommy Karinko, who's the usual starter there in the forward position. But Charlie Moroz, Ethan Check, Daniel Robinson and Tyron Cook are make up the rest of tonight's lineup. So we had a big surprise last night. We had Evan Stout and who else started? Charlie started, Tommy and Ethan. And I'm trying to think who the other starter was. Tommy Karinko, Tyron Cook and Daniel Robinson. Oh, I think Tak was a starter too last night. So Tyron and Daniel did not start last night, which is a big surprise to everybody. But they are back on tonight, and they had a big game last night coming off the bench. So that was a big surprise. And I think Coach Richter just really wanted to mix things up, and it was a heck of a game. So it certainly worked. Black Shirts are victorious, and that's why they're here tonight, taking on the number 4 seed Indian Trail of Kenosha, the Hawks. So as the ball comes rolling, good help from security. I have WLIP Radio 1050 AM here in Kenosha next to me doing their broadcast. So it's great to have Pete and Tom next to me sharing notes and exchanging scouting reports. So starting lineup for the Warhawks of Indian Trail include number 3, junior guard LJ Dagan, number 5, senior guard Caden Johnson, number 10, senior guard Jackson Wilhelmson, number 21, the 6'8 junior Manasseh JJ Stackhouse, and the fourth guard is senior guard Grant Cornell. We don't have heights on the other players. But we know it's a team that moves the ball pretty well, has some good shooters in Wilhelmson and Cornell. And of course they look to Stackhouse a lot in the paint for a lot of offensive rebounds and second opportunities. So we are exactly 11 minutes from tip off as we're watching the Black Shirts warm up again, looking very loose. We'll give you the whole Black Shirt roster here for Black Shirt Nation. Of course, Tyron Cook is number 0, the all-state guard. Tak Tadioka, who will get the nod to start tonight, the senior forward, going to St. Thomas on a football scholarship in Minnesota. Number 2, Daniel Robinson, the other all-state guard, senior guard, stands 6'2". Number 3, 6-foot senior guard, 5'10 senior guard, Trey Duncan. Number 4 is the 6-foot senior guard, Ethan Check. Number 5, the 5'6 gutsy junior, Giovanni Rios-Sabara. Number 10, the 6'3 junior guard, Brighton Staub. Number 12, the 6'3 junior forward, Evan Stout. Number 20, up from the JV team, the sophomore guard, Joseph Cost. Number 44, the sophomore guard, Morgan Swartz. He's in this part of the roster because he was number 21 at home last night. Since they got different jerseys from last year, Morgan still got his, and this is what the JV team, I guess, wore. So that's why Morgan keeps 44. Number 22 is a 6-foot senior guard, James Smith. Number 24 is the 5'11 junior guard, Charlie Moroz. Number 30 is the junior guard, 5'11 junior guard, Pau Segui Perez. Number 32, the 6'4 sophomore forward from JV, Giovanni Perea. And number 34, the 6'3 senior, Tommy Karinko. And his alternates are not in uniform, but they're here on the roster in case we need them. The 6'6 sophomore, Tyson Teagues, forward. And a 6'2 sophomore forward, Maxwell Hennis, from the fabled Hennis family of Waukesha. Big brother Brady was one of the starters, one of the leaders, one of the stars of last year's Classic A championship team. So, and Morgan Swartz, I forgot to mention too, also from Waukesha South basketball nobility. His grandfather was a South coach. His dad, Billy, coached varsity here before Coach Richter and now coaches the varsity soccer team. Did a little assistant coaching at Carroll and had an amazing basketball and soccer career, both at Waukesha South High School and at Ripon College, just up near Fondy from us. And Billy's younger brother, Julian, was an amazing high school career at South, was on that Wisconsin Final Four team from 2000 that lost to eventual national champions Michigan State. Julian Schwartz now is an assistant basketball coach at Georgia Tech from the Atlantic Coast Conference. So continuing his basketball career with great success. And it's neat to see that the Schwartz name still continues to be strong here in Waukesha South basketball. About 8 minutes before tip-off. So, Calvin, let's take this moment to do a little station identification, please, here in the Black Shirt Sports Radio Network.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hey, and we're back. Thank you for that, Calvin. I think Calvin might have the Max Inc. radio on in the other ear because they were getting off to some good jams there. And maybe later Calvin's going to tell us more about that. That's live rock and roll, live music, great music that comes out of Madison. They pick some great venues and some up-and-coming bands that you wouldn't normally hear anywhere else. And it's a lot of fun. Terry Barr, legendary media personality from Madison area, does part of the coverage of that along with Rocker, the legendary Rocker Smith. So Saturday nights are always fun here on WAUK Radio and in the Civic Media portfolio where they feature Max Inc. Radio on Saturday nights. I believe that's like 6 to midnight. So once this game's over, Max Inc. will continue and you're still going to have a lot of fun. But tonight we're grateful for the opportunity to cut in some Waukesha South basketball. And for those of you new to Waukesha South basketball, one of the great stories in Wisconsin high school sports, a program that had 60 straight conference losses, had a very devoted lineup of kids, played together well, stuck together, and 2 seasons ago had a winning season and made it to their first playoff game in several years. Last season in 2021-22, the Blackshirts won the Classic Eight for the first time in 20 years with only 2 conference losses, the second coming on senior night. At the end of the season, after they clinched the Classic Eight, 6 losses overall, were regional champions last year and came within 1 game of going to state, losing to Racine Horlick in the sectional finals that was featured over at Maguanago. And amazing season. Their last win was an overtime victory at Burlington against Maguanago. Really amazing game. So a lot of great memories from last year, and it's great. Some of that continuity continues this year. They did win the Classic Eight, but that's always a tall order. And but they had a heck of a non-conference schedule. Normal non-conference schedule, they probably would have had a much, like maybe a 70-80% winning percentage, but they played some of the best teams in the state in their non-conference. And that's with the idea of that that's going to help them well, give them a lot of confidence here going into the playoffs. So we're going to take a break because we're about to do the national anthem and the WIA rules. We'll be back here for the starting lineups and the tip-off after these messages. Calvin.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
They started from the bottom.
Started.
Now they're the Classic 8 basketball champions.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team.
And they're back. Catch all the action as we broadcast live and local. The Waukesha South Blackshirts, defending their title in this year's campaign against the toughest teams in the state, here on the Blackshirt Basketball Radio Network, Walk Radio 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it twice a day.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it in the morning and before dinner.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, and...
Hey, welcome back to Kenosha Indian Trail, a beautifully sung national anthem by, I presume, one of the students. Couldn't get a visual on her. So very well could have come out of the camp, but it sounded like a local talent. And I know I've read the starting lineups before, but I will confirm them when they announce them now. That should be forthcoming. I imagine they'll announce the black shirts first. And here we go. They've just announced Tyron Cook, our All-State guard. Trey Duncan there to give him the last handshake. Senior Tack Tadioka gets the nod tonight. Daniel Robinson, the other All-State guard, 6'2", the other 6'2" senior. The other senior, Ethan Check. Ethan injured his ankle last night, but it seems to be doing well. He's favoring a little bit. It looks like his left ankle. Charlie Morose, the 5'11" junior guard, number 24. And that's your starting lineup for the black shirts. And now for the host nation Hawks of Indian Trail. Not a really big crowd here tonight, at least not from Blackshirt Nation. Saturdays are always a tough time to bring people out, especially on the road. It is just a little under an hour's drive coming from the Shaw.